Okay, we're now formally opening the Pacifica National Board meeting, May 5th. Madam Secretary, could you call a roll?
Yes, Aaron, KPFK.
Here.
Present.
Here.
Alexander, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Bethune, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Brown, WPFW.
Jim got knocked off the call. I'm just texting Michael, so put him back on.
Castanave, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Crozier, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Edward Speaker, KPFA.
Here.
Present. Fuentes, KPFA. Fuentes? Can't hear you. Gammon, Uhuru Radio Affiliate.
Uhuru.
Present. Goodman, KPFK, requested an excused absence. Coburn, KPFA, present. Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Novick, KPFK.
Present. Pamela Brewer. If this is a life-threatening emergency, please immediately dial 911 or go to your nearest emergency room. If you would like to leave an urgent...
Michael Novick is present. Juan Gaza, WMXP affiliate. Juan Gaza? Can't hear you. Patel Adams, KPFT. Patel Adams?
Madam Chair, she's trying to communicate. She told me that she had a problem with her phone. She's trying to communicate. And Mike, can you text me the phone number where she can call?
Okay. Jim Brown.
Okay, so Venetia Patel Adams, Michael will try to contact her. Jim Brown, present.
Present.
Yes. Pinchback, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Roberts, WBAI. Roberts? Can't hear you. Sorden, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Wilkinson, KPFA.
I'm here.
Present. Chair, we have quorum.
Okay, can we get some timekeepers for subject matter and individual times? Any volunteers?
I will do speakers.
Speakers with 90 seconds. Anybody subject matter time period?
Brian, I can do topics.
Okay, Brian, topics. Okay, as I understand, we have...
I'm sorry. Tony, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I was also earlier trying to tell you all that ASEA had gotten dropped and wanted to be reconnected.
I'm back on, thank you.
Oh, great.
So, okay. Chair, this is Janet.
Yes.
Shall I call the names of the people who just got on, or...
Yes, if you can call the names of the people just...
Okay. I'm not exactly sure who, but it sounds like Patel Adams, KPFT? No. Juan Gaza, WMXP?
Yes. Present.
Present. Roberts, WBAI?
Yes.
Present. Okay, there's still a terrible echo on my end.
Okay, we can try to ask Mike or someone to look into it, but we're going to proceed. If everyone would mute who is not speaking, if you're on speaker, please turn off your speakerphone. We had one excused absence, as I understand that, Ms. Goodman. Is there a motion to excuse her absence?
So moved.
Second.
Who made the motion?
Robert.
And it's been seconded. Is there any objection to excusing Ms. Goodman's absence? Okay, without objection, please excuse. Is there a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
Is there a second? That's Adriana. Adriana, you made the motion?
Yes.
Is there a second?
Serene seconds and asks for the stack.
Okay. We have Serene. Is there anyone else who want to go on the stack for amending the agenda? Is there any
Bill Crozier.
Okay, we'll start with Serene.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes. Adriana, what's your point of order?
I'm trying to communicate with Michael because I keep receiving text from Ms. Denisha Patel, and she said that she's waiting for the call, but I don't know if Michael has her cell phone.
Michael, are you having trouble calling her? Can you hear us?
He is. He just asked me for her cell phone, which I don't have. Adriana, can you text it to him? Do you have?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Serene?
Thanks. I had asked for an agenda.
Hello?
Team.
This is Bill.
Yes, I got you. You're on the stack after Serene.
Please call me back if you can hear me. I can't hear anything at all.
Okay, Michael, could you call
Hello?
Bill back?
Well, Michael, if you can hear me, please call me back.
Okay, Michael, could you call Bill?
Can't hear anything.
He's having some trouble. Okay.
Oh, yes. Michael.
Okay, so I had asked.
Bill Crozier, can't hear anything.
Last night
says I'm still connected.
Committee quorum.
But I can't hear anything.
And
I don't know if Michael can hear us. Could you please?
Well, apparently not, but I can't.
Hang up with, if somebody could text Michael to tell him to hang up on Bill and call him back.
I hung up on it.
Okay, Serene.
I had asked for an agenda item last night, or was it night before? I don't know. With regard to quorum on committees, motion and quorum on committees, I don't see it reflected on the agenda. I'm wondering why.
Janet, may I?
Yes, Janet.
Okay, Bill Crozier back.
I have no idea. I didn't see an email about that.
Okay.
I'll resend it.
Did anybody else?
Point of information?
What's your point of information, Bill?
I was disconnected. What are we talking about now?
We're back on discussing. Serene had the floor, and then you were after Serene, and she's getting some information on a recommendation that she said she emailed in.
Okay.
Okay, Serene, yes.
The email was sent at 10:47 p.m.
Hi, this is V.
Okay, Serene, do you want to resend it, or do you want to make an amendment to the agenda?
I'm going to resend it. It's fine if it's not on tonight, because I actually am not going to be able to talk very much, so I probably cannot properly defend the motion. But I do want it noted that it was supposed to have been on the agenda. I just resend the notice.
Okay. Bill Crozier.
Janet, may I?
Yes, Janet.
So I asked, did anybody receive an email from Serene about an agenda item at 10 something? So nobody received
it. This is Grace Aaron, and
yes.
I received notice of motion requorum on committees from Serene at 7:47 p.m. Pacific time, and it just says details to come.
Okay, so this was when?
7:47 p.m. Eastern time, 22 hours ago.
Yeah, 22 hours.
I mean, yesterday. Not Eastern time. I mean Pacific time.
Okay,
yesterday. Thank you.
We're going to have to move forward because I'm not hearing an amendment. We're going to move to the next person on this stack, which is Bill Crozier.
Hi, I just wanted to let you all know that
point
I'm present.
Order?
Who is that? What point of order?
This is V. Patel Adams.
Yes.
I just want to let you know I'm present.
Okay, thank you. Was the secretary marker present?
Yes.
Adriana, you had a point of order? Adriana?
I was trying to let everybody know that the Nisha Patel was trying to talk.
Okay. Thank you. Bill Crozier.
Thank you. I move that we move the IED report and the CFO report up to just after agenda approval. It seems like those are more critical than anything else we have going on right now, considering our financial situation, and also that the CFO report be expanded to 45 minutes.
Is there a second to that amendment?
Great. I second it.
Okay, could you submit that in writing, Bill? As I understand, your amendment to the agenda is to move the executive director report up and the CFO report up, and you're adding 45 minutes to the CFO time?
Yes, and I'm having an internet connection problem right now, so I can't email you anything right now.
Okay.
Hopefully it will come back, but I can't do that now.
Mr. Chair?
Okay, we're going to have
Mr.
discussions
Chair?
On the amendment. Who is that on that? Was that Serene?
Serene?
Yes.
Yeah, he didn't say he was adding 45. He said he wanted to make it 45, if I understood correctly.
Okay.
Correct.
Yes.
Change it from 15 minutes to 45 minutes for the CFO report.
Okay. Is there any discussion on this amendment? Is there any objection?
Yes.
Okay. Adriana objects. We'll go to the vote. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll?
Well, could I motivate it a little more?
Yes, Bill.
Well, you know, we had a rather dire CFO report that our CFO sent yesterday, and it sounds like we really need to take some action on some things. And we've been talking about doing things to, well, our finances for months, and not much has happened yet. And I think we need more time, and I think we need to make sure we get to those items on the agenda and that they don't get delayed until later if we run out of time because of other things. I really can't think of anything more important we should be doing right now than dealing with our finances.
Adriana?
Okay. Any further? I heard Adriana. Anyone else?
Brian.
Adriana, then Brian. Adriana.
No, let Brian go with it.
Okay.
And then Alexander to the staff.
We'll go Brian, Adriana, and then Alexander.
I move to amend the amendment to place those items after Roman numeral 2, the special order of business.
Okay, is there a second to that amendment?
Margie, second.
Is there any objection to that amendment?
Yes.
Bill.
Okay. We'll go to the vote on that if there's no discussion on it.
Well, is there a reason?
Brian,
I can't think of any reason why it should be.
Brian, did you want to motivate that amendment?
Through an oversight, we approved a budget for the national office without election expenses in it. And some people who were suing the foundation quickly incorporated that into our lawsuit. Our interim executive director would like to appoint an election supervisor as soon as possible. I think it's time-sensitive business and it's actionable business, and we should make sure we get to it before we get to anything else.
Okay.
Adriana?
Are you speaking in favor of this amendment?
Again?
Okay, yes, Adriana.
I agree with Brian in the first point, but I think that we have two motions that are really important to make this foundation to keep working. And I think that if we leave the CFO in the IED after the fast motion that we had before, I think that we will not need to keep adding and adding and adding minutes like we always do. I mean, we need to go through, like Brian said, the budget motion and the personal motion. Some of the motions there, the coordinating committee, they are really important motions that need, I don't think that we require that much of the discussion, and then we can continue with the building. We already spent almost 40 minutes of our meeting, you know, and now I think that the agenda is fine the way that it is. Thank you.
Okay, I hope our time keeping us on the topic, and then the 90 seconds for each person. Alexander, yes, you're next. Are you...
Thank you. I just
believe that there's nothing more important right now than our finances and the information that the CFO and the IOD can give us. I think that Brian's motion is important too, but like she stated just a moment ago, it's already 6 o'clock and we're, you know, moving rather slowly. Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Margie just wants to speak in favor of the amendment. I would hope that this
Point of order.
What's your point of order, Janet?
Weren't there already 2-4?
No.
Is it 2-4-2 again?
I'm the second.
We only had Adrian.
Oh, sorry.
Thank
Margie,
you.
Margie, okay. Can you consider?
Thank you. Excuse me. I think I have the floor. I just want to say that I hope that we will be able to pass the required motion very quickly without much discussion and move on. Therefore, I think it should happen first, get it out of the way, and get to what I agree is that are the most important matters we have before us.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Ms. Bill.
Are you speaking in favor or against the amendment?
Hey, you can't have any more discussion.
I'm opposed to the amendment.
You have 2-4 and 2 against.
Okay, I think Bill already spoke against it. And Alexander.
Not against the amendment.
No, Adriana and, excuse me, point of order, Mr. Chair.
I only have Alexander speaking against it.
No, Adriana.
Adriana spoke against it.
Oh, she did? Okay, yeah, that's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. We'll now go to the vote on this amendment. Brian, could you repeat it so everybody knows what they're voting on?
It's to change Bill's motion so that instead of those items, the IED and CFO report coming immediately after agenda approval, they will come after our special order of business amending the 2016 National Office budget to include election expenses.
Okay. Madam Secretary.
Janet, point of information?
Yes, what's your point of information?
And that, does that also include the 45 minutes, Brian?
Yes, I'm only amending the portion of his motion regarding the location on the agenda.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron?
Yes.
Yes. Alexander?
This is on the amendment, correct?
Yeah.
No.
No. It's you?
No.
No. Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Castanets?
No.
No. Crozier?
No.
No. Edwards Tiekert?
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes? Can't hear you. Gammon?
He just got dropped. I'm sorry. I'll call him.
Okay. Coburn votes no. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza?
Yes.
Yes. Cattell Adams?
No.
No. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Robert? Robert?
No.
No.
7, 7, 8, 5.
Thornton?
Yes.
Thornton? Sorry.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. One moment. Gammon? Is Gammon back?
No, he got voicemail.
Okay, let me count.
Madam Secretary, are you counting the votes? She must have dropped off. Michael, could you call her back?
Okay.
Jim Brown.
This is Janet. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Because I was on, but you couldn't hear me before. All right. So, is Gammon on the call?
No.
All right. So let me. What the count was? 8 yes, 7 no. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
Not voting. So the amendment passes.
Okay, now we'll go to the original motion.
As amended.
As amended. Is there any objection to the original motion as amended? Okay, no objection?
Yes.
Okay, there's an objection. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on the original motion as amended?
Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
No.
No. Jim Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Brown votes yes. Castaneda.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Edwards Tiekert.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes. Can't hear you. I'm sorry.
He's not on the call.
Okay. Gammon.
Pass.
Goodman. Oh, she's not here. Sorry. Coburn votes no. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza? Nwangaza? Can't hear you. Patel Adams?
No.
No. Pinchback? Pinchback?
Pass, come back.
Pass. Roberts?
No.
No. Sorden?
Yeah.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Gammon, you passed?
No.
No. Nwangaza, didn't hear you?
Abstain.
Abstain. And Pinchback, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 8 yes, 6 no, 2 abstain. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
So this passes. As amended.
Okay. Do we have any other amendments to the agenda?
Yes.
Oh, who is that?
Serene.
Serene, yes.
Okay. So the WBI LSB has sent a letter to the PND. It's our second letter. The local board is requesting a formal response from the PND. We have not received a response to the first letter. So I would like to add a discussion of that to the agenda for 10 minutes after the issues that are currently on the agenda. Specifically, I would like to place it after the management report.
Okay, is there a second to that?
Second.
seconded it. Is there any objection to that amendment?
Point of information. Could you clarify what this is about?
Serene, could you, he's asking a question, could you summarize it?
Sure, I just did, but the half of the local station board have refused to attend meetings this year, so they've not attended meetings in January. We have not been able to elect permanent offices. We have not been able to properly elect directors to the national board, although the PNB has directed such a meeting be held to choose directors. They refused to participate in an email ballot to try to move things on. They've been missing in action for near 5 months now. Something needs to happen.
Okay, is there any objection to adding this item after the management reports?
Janet, may I speak to it?
Are you objecting, or you want to go on? Are you objecting to it, or you ask a question? What's your?
I want to go on the stack.
Janet.
I'd like to speak. All right. So I would like to amend the motion for this to be added after the committee item, instead of after the management report.
Okay, is there a second to that?
Well, which committee items is she referring to?
Well, there's an item, the item number 3, PNB committees and task forces. So there are two motions there within that item, and that the item 4 and 5, the management reports was put before that. So instead of it being, may I finish, please?
Could we not have the back and forth?
May I finish?
Janet, just you're wanting to put it after the committee items. Is that correct?
Which would be the next item after the management report? Yes.
But you're amending it to put it after the committee items, correct?
Right.
Okay. All right. Is there a second to her amendment?
Well, I asked the question about which committee item, and when she said after the item in item 3, I said, okay, I second. So I don't even understand
how to
continue.
Didn't hear you.
Okay.
Right, you were too busy.
So I didn't hear a second. So it's been seconded. Is there any objection to putting this item after the committee item?
I have an objection. This is Grace Aaron. Serene Roberts speak for the entire WBAI LS. As her faction have a majority on the committee, so if she can speak, for numbers on the LSC.
Excuse me, Adrian. Could you hold on for a minute? Adriana, what's your point of order?
Yes, Mr. Chair. My point before that is we are already past the time to approve the agenda. We keep discussing?
Well, first of all, Beth, that's our timekeeper. Brian, who's our subject matter topic timekeeper, we passed 30 minutes on the agenda?
We have 6 minutes remaining.
Okay. We'll go back to Ms. Goodman? No, I'm sorry.
Aaron, I'm saying
you're speaking against the amendment, yes.
I'm speaking against the entire motion because if I understand Ms. Roberts correctly, she's putting a motion on the PNB agenda speaking for the LSB when the LSB can't speak at the moment. She already has a meeting.
Okay, anyone else want to speak to this item?
No, it's not worth the time. Let's go.
Okay, anyone else no other person want to speak on this matter?
Well, this is Bill. I think it's also inappropriate for Serena to claim to be speaking for the LSB when she's just speaking for herself. And so I oppose the motion.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Serena?
Yeah. Oh, and
the
can I finish?
Yes, Bill, can you finish?
And especially because WBI doesn't have proper representation on the PNB right now. I mean, this is another continuing breach of the bylaws. We don't have proper representation by the directors of WBAI. So I don't think we should be talking about anything having to do with them when they're not being properly represented.
Okay, yes, Serene.
Okay, thanks. So the LSV wrote to the PNB on February 29th, which was more than 2 months ago, has not had a response, and wrote again today, this evening, to the PNB, and I'm asking that it be addressed. Those people who think that it's okay if we don't have any can't have a full LSV meeting and people can just, you know, take their stuff to court instead of actually getting the work done and doing showing up to do the work they ran for. They ran for these seats. They weren't imposed on them. Then, you know, they don't have to offer anything during the discussion. But it's certainly not reasonable for this board to not respond to one of its committees.
Okay. We've already had two people against, and if there's no further discussion, we're going to go to a vote on this amendment, which is amendment to Serene's motion. Okay. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll on Janet Coburn's amendment to Serene's motion?
Yes.
Oh,
Aaron.
Point of information.
Who is that?
Bethune, KPFT.
Yes.
Would you repeat
your question?
Motion, please.
This is Janet. May I?
Well, I didn't hear the question. What was your question? What was his question?
Would you repeat the motion, please?
Oh, okay. Janet.
Oh, I'm sorry. You mean the original? Serene would have to repeat the original, and then I would repeat the amendment. Or
okay.
Do that.
Serene, could you summarize the original motion, and Janet going to summarize the amendment?
Sure. That the PNB provide a written response to the WBI LSV. This is the second letter with regard to the, quote, boycott, and it's a misuse of the term, of course, which has an honorable history. But for want of a better word, I'll use it here, the so-called boycott by the 12 people who refused to show up for the job they applied for.
Okay. Janet,
and
your amendment?
And so just, I didn't get a second to that one?
Yes, I did.
You didn't get a second? Okay. All right.
Yes,
okay. So the amendment to that was, initially, Serene had wanted it after the management reports. But what I'm saying is it would come after the committee, two committee motions.
Okay.
And that's the amendment.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, can you call her out?
Yes, Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune.
Pass.
Pass. Brown.
Pass.
Pass. Castanets.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Edwards Teekert.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes. Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Mangaza?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Sorden?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Bethune, you passed?
Yes.
Yes, Brown, you passed?
Yes.
Phone number
yes.
Passed the
one moment.
We will return your
let me count. And we have 12 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. 13 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention. The amendment passes.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, we're at time on agenda discussion.
Okay, we're at time. We're going to go to the vote. Okay, right now we're going to take a vote on the motion as amended. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron?
No.
No. Alexander?
No.
No. With you?
Yes.
Yes. Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Castanets?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Edwards-Tiekert?
Abstain.
Abstain. Gammon?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Sorden?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 12 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. 13 yes, 3 no, 1 abstention. This passes.
Okay, we're now on the agenda as amended. Is there any objection to adopting the agenda as amended? Okay, agenda is adopted without objection.
Agenda as amended, yeah.
Yes. Okay, the next item we have is special order business, the amendment to the budget on the NSC. Brian, you want to take us into this?
Yes, the national office budget that we approved at our last meeting through an oversight did not include a full allocation of election expenses. It didn't have any money budgeted for paying a national election supervisor for the election cycle that's hopefully about to start. I went into our financial statements from the prior year. We spent about $15,000 on that item over the same period. The motion I'm proposing is as follows. The fiscal year 2016 national office budget shall be amended to include $15,000 in election expenses beginning in May of 2016. Any resulting deficit shall be referred to the National Finance Committee to propose solutions.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Margie, second.
Oh. Okay, we have 10 minutes on this item for the timekeeper. Brian, do you want to motivate?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, there's not really wiggle room here. We have a legal obligation to hold elections. It's something we would be obliged to do whether it was in the budget or not. This makes us do the planning necessary to make sure that it doesn't mess us up when it comes time to pay other crucial bills.
Okay. Do we have any discussion? We'll take a tack on this item.
Yes, Bill.
Yes, we have Bill. Yes.
Well, I think we do definitely had to have money for the paying an NES, but I'm still wondering, we still haven't gotten a report on what all the election expenses were for 2015. So I'm not even sure how much is appropriate for this. And in particular, I don't think we've gotten a proper accounting for what was spent for the contractor and even all the LESs. I don't know. It doesn't seem to be complete, or I'm assuming it wasn't complete in the income statement we got, the most recent one. But I don't know. Was it? Can somebody clarify that?
I can.
Brian, speak with us today.
Yeah, the only election expense the national office bears is the national election supervisor pay, and that is recorded in the fiscal year 2015 financial statements that have been distributed to this whole board. The local election supervisor expenses are paid at the station level as a mailing costs. And those are budgeted for in all the budgets that we've approved already.
Well, the expenses have to be allocated.
Okay.
Well, just to follow up to my question.
Bill,
I didn't.
That's a chair.
Okay, we're not going to have back and forth. I think Brian responded to your question, and I think you may have a little few more seconds. I don't know if you're out of time on your time, Bill, but you may have 1 or 2 seconds at left. You want to complete that?
Well, the question is just whether the total election expenses, including the stations, was correct in the last consolidated income statement.
Okay. I don't know if Brian want to respond to that. We're going to move on. Brian, did you want to respond to that?
I can look into it. I don't see how it's relevant to this motion. It's just about the national office.
Okay. Anyone else for the stat? Okay. No further discussion. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on this item? Secretary?
Okay, yeah. Sorry, I was on mute. Aaron?
Yes.
Yes. Alexander?
Yes.
Yes. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Castaneda?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Edwards-Tiekert?
Yes.
Yes, Gampton.
Yes.
Yes, Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Yes.
Yes, Mwangaza.
Yes.
Yes, Patel Adams.
Yes.
Yes, Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes, Roberts.
Yes.
Yes, Sorden.
Yes.
Yes, Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 16 yes, 0 no's, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes, 17-0-0.
Okay, the next item we have, as I understand it, is Executive Director's Report. Michael, could you call Executive Director and if you can, the CFO?
Yes, I'm doing that now.
And we have 10 minutes on the Executive Director's Report.
Lydia.
Yeah, you're right. We are on your executive director's report. We have 10 minutes on this item. Hello, Lydia?
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry, what did you say?
We're on the executive director's report.
Oh, but we're in open session, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there's an echo. Has it been echoing the whole time?
Not really. If everyone can mute, and if you're on speaker, please go off your speakerphone. Yes, Lydia, you still hear the echo?
Yeah. Okay. So there isn't much to say. I do have the national election supervisor from the last election did send out the local election supervisor reports. I was hoping to send that out along with some other reports she was going to provide by today, but they haven't come. So I'll send them out. And we're moving along doing outreach for a national election supervisor. I have an interesting applicant.
that I think will come to fruition by next week. Regardless, in the next couple of days, I do plan to have the local election supervisor job postings on the various websites. And we're moving ahead with the elections as planned. It has been slow because people haven't been wanting to apply. They were mostly concerned, most of the concerns that I heard were about the litigation. And so I assured them that they're covered and that coverage is articulated in the contract with the NESs at all times. And then the next posting will be for the balloting company. And the Choice Plus Pro, which was not used this last time, and is the template that is articulated in the bylaws. They don't call it Choice Plus Pro, but obviously when they wrote the bylaws, they took Choice Plus Pro, and which is one form of STV, and then wrote the bylaws accordingly. Not everybody uses Choice Plus Pro, but I trust that we will be able to find a balloting company that does both or is open to using it. We do have access to that software ourselves. And that was the one thing that I did hear from folks after the last election, so we'll see. They're both STV. It's just that there's various forms of how you round off and, excuse me, and how far you take the rounding off to, and it yields slightly different results, but basically the same. So so that's it. I really don't have much else. That open session, it's we're trying to standardize some things that have come about, as I have learned from the various stations, so that we can start. I had thought there were more stations that were entering their pledges by computer. We're fortunate, actually. Otis has developed a process to do so that we're using, for example, at KPFK and at WPFW, and it's the most secure way to do it. so as I raised with all the GMs, that we all need to go to that as soon as possible. Number one, you get the income from the pledges immediately because you get to post it immediately, goes out of people's credit cards, and the information disappears, so there's no security risk to the donor. And so then your fulfillment rate is much higher as well. So there are, you know, there are a number of mechanisms like that we're starting to put in place. And there you go. We have the same challenges having to do with fundraising and so forth, but we're in the fund drives, and everyone is coming up with innovative ways to punch that up, and we're trying to economize as much as possible. And that's about it. But I think we're going, as far as the elections go, we're kind of going by the budget that was sent out by the National Election Supervisor, and that was significantly less than what we spent in 2012. So hopefully we can move right along. But other than that, I don't have additional open session material to share.
Okay. Do we have any questions?
Bill?
Yes, Bill.
Could you send the whatever RFP you have regarding the balloting company to the elections committee, or preferably all of the PNB?
Which so one, we can. The one we used last time. I haven't.
Well, what are you planning to use now?
No, I haven't. I haven't put out an RFP for now.
Okay. Well,
there,
if you could.
But we had last time. We had a couple, and I don't know that I have everything that was submitted. I wasn't on the election committee.
Well, my request is if you could send the RFP, the draft one or the last year's, to the Elections Committee and probably all of the PNB. Maybe we can help you avoid some of the problems we had last time.
Okay. That's fine.
Anyone else? Okay. That wraps up our executive director report. We'll now move on to the CFO. Is Sam on the line?
I'll call him now.